到聚会。
First, I'd like to welcome all our friends who have come to join us for this evangelical service.
那今天晚上
discussion is that everyone needs the gospel.
福音就是指主耶稣的福音。
The gospel refers to the good news which Jesus brings.
主耶稣吩咐他的门徒要把这个福音传给人人。
And Jesus instructed his disciples to spread this gospel to everyone.
因为人人需要福音。
Because everyone needs the gospel.
真的人人都需要主耶稣的福音吗？
Is it really true that every single person needs, requires the gospel of the Lord Jesus?
也许有人说我不需要。
Some people might say, I have no need for this.
因为我身体健康。
Because I'm very healthy.
我家庭也幸福。
And I have a blissful family.
我的事业也很顺利。
And my career is established.
我没有什么缺乏。
So I have nothing which I lack.
在物质上我是富足的，在心灵上我也是快乐的。
So in monetary terms, I'm wealthy, and emotionally, I'm also happy.
这样我何必需要福音呢？
Since this is the case, why do I need the gospel?
这大概也就是人人所误会的一个地方吧。
I think this is an area in which many people have a misconception.
我们总认为福音是需要的，不过是那一些病人。不健康的人、不如意的人、失败的人，他们才需要这个福音的安慰和鼓励。
We often think that the gospel is needed, but it's only needed by those who are sickly, those who are unwell, those who are failures. They are the ones who require the gospel.
那这样你来到会堂，你应该看到的都是这些病人呐、失意的人呐、失败的人呐、痛苦的人呐。
So if this is the case, then when you come to church, the people surrounding you would be people who are sickly.People who are suffering, people who are failures.
可是世界上这么多的人口，为什么大部分的人都相信耶稣基督的福音呢？他们可不是病人，可不是失败的人哦。
But why is it that in the world there are so many people? The majority of the people, they believe in Christianity, and they are not people who are failures. They're not people who are sickly.
有些甚至包括是一国的君王。
In fact, some of them.Can even be the kings of a country.
有许多是医生，有许多是律师，有许多都是社会的名流。
There are many who are doctors, some lawyers, and others who have very high positions in society.
为什么这些人都愿意来相信这个福音呢？
So why is it that this type of people are still willing to believe in the gospel?
如果我们觉得不需要福音，
If we feel that we have no need for the gospel,
那是因为我们没有认真的或者深入的来去思考。
And the reason is because we have not seriously pondered over this matter.
如果我们能够深入到我们的心灵里面的话，
If we were to ponder deeply into our own souls,
我们的人性深处有几个要求，有几个观念是除了福音以外是不能够满足的。
There are a few things, there's a thing within us, amongst our needs, which can never be satisfied.Apart from having the gospel,
这些观念或者这个需要是什么呢？
And what is this need or what is this concept?
我们举几个来做我们互相的思考和勉励。
Actually, what are these? I would like to bring up a few examples of this for us to ponder over.
我们请看《传道书》第三章十一节。
Listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
传道书第三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. And also he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end.
这里有一句话说，神将永生安置在世人的心里。
Here there's this verse, this phrase which says, and God has put eternity in their hearts.
人类的深处有一个很基本的观念，就是永生的观念。
In the heart of man, there is this very basic type of concept, and this is the concept of eternity.
这也成了人心灵里面一个最热烈的、最迫切的一种的需求。
And this has become, in a human being, something which he really seeks after, and he really showed a passion for this.
不但是以前那些未开发的人这样的追求，今天这么文明的人类还是一样的在追求。
Let's not talk about people in the past who have not been enlightened. For us who have gone through a period of enlightenment, we too are still seeking after this eternity.
虽然已经经过这么长的历史，这么长的时间证明人是找不到永生的，可是人却没有放弃追求永生之道。
Even though history, for such a long period of history, no man has ever found this eternity, yet people are constantly seeking after this eternity.
医学不是一直在研究想要突破我们脑的奥秘吗？
Isn't medical science trying to go and break through the mysteries of the mind?
他们希望能够破解那个密码，希望能够找到永生的奥秘。
They hope to break the code so that they can have eternal life.
他们的科学越进步，他们越觉得这是可能的。
The more advanced science becomes, the more this scientist will feel that it is possible.
医学的确带给我们许多的福利，让我们的寿命都增加，让我们健康不少。
So medical scienceindeed has brought about a lot of benefits to us because we have been healthy, and there are many other benefits which are brought about by this.
你看到老人越来越多，你就知道健康的人是越来越多，不像以前的人了，六十岁都算是很长命了，可是今天六十岁怎么算是长命呢？
So by the fact that you see many elderly people around, this really shows that people are getting healthier, because if you think about it, in the past,if you were to live until 60, it would be quite a difficult thing. But today, if you say that a person is 60, you won't say that he has lived a long life.
人生七十古来稀啊，但是在今天却是说不上的。
Some people say that, you know, 70, it is very hard for a person to live till 70. But today, this is something which happens very often.
这说明了人的寿命已经增加了。
So this shows that the lifespan of a person has increased.
医学的确帮助我们延长了我们的寿命了。
So medical science indeed has helped us to prolong our lives.
我们懂得怎么样来照顾我们的身体，让我们这个身体可以用得久一点，好一点。
So we know how to take care of our body so that this body is able to survive longer, it can be utilized for a longer period.
但是距离我们所说的永生却是很远很远啊。
But still, this present state of ours is...has a very far is very far off from what we know as eternity.
人不能够超过120岁。
Because a man cannot live past the age of 120.
我们终于还是要面对死亡的。
One day we will still meet with death.
一些在痛苦当中的人。
So there are some people who are suffering.
他们当然希望不要生存，能够早点结束生命是最好的。
Of course they would hope that it is better for them not to survive, that they should end their lives as quickly as possible.
不是他们没有追求永生的欲望。
It's not because they don't have this desire to have eternal life.
他们已经放弃了。
It's just that they have given up on this.
因为他们的人生太过痛苦了。
Because in their lives they are already suffering so much.
他们宁愿结束。
They would rather end their lives.
这是一个例外。
But this is an exception.
一般的人来说
，For most people,
如果他在享受爱情
，If they are in the midst of enjoying their love,
如果他们在享受他们的成就
，If they are in the midst of enjoying their success,
他们岂不是希望此刻凝成永远吗
？Won't they hope that this period of time lasts to eternity?
但是却没有办法找到永生之道啊
！But still, they're never able to find this way of eternal life.
但是他们却追求另外一类的永生。
But they seek after a different type of eternity.
就所谓中国人所说的立功、立缘、立德
，which is like what the Chinese will do. That is to make a name for oneself, to do good deeds so that you will be remembered for generations to come.
意思就是说，精神永远不死，或者是名留千古。
So what is what you're trying to say is that your spirit never dies, or your name is left for eternity.
这不也是另外一种变相的永生吗？
But isn't this another warped form of eternity?
这一些不是已经说明了人其实不满足于死亡，人知道有一个永生了，只是得不到，找不到。
Doesn't this prove very clearly that man, he is not satisfied with the fact that he will die, that there is this eternity which he hopes to attain?
有一个王啊，他很热切追求永生。
So there is a king who sought after this eternity.
那有人告诉他在某一个深山呐、啊，有一个道人，他在研究长生不老之药。
So someone said to him that in a certain hill there is this Taoist priest who was pursuing or studying into this way of eternal life.
王就派大臣去寻找他。
So the king sent an official to look for this Taoist priest.
真的，这不是一个传说，这是真的。
And this wasn't just a myth, it is real.
的确是有这样的一个道人，的确是他在研究长生不老之药。
And there was really such a Taoist priest, and he was really researching into this this pill which will make one live forever.
当大臣见到他的时候，他的确是人间最长命的一个人。
So when the official met this Taoist priest, he realized that this Taoist priest was the most, he's the oldest person alive.
所以他很高兴的立刻派他一个兵啊回去向大王报告说，这个先人我们已经找到了。
So very happily he sent his soldiers to return to report to the king to say that we have already found this sage.
当然王很高兴，他本来以为这是个传说，但哪里知道真的是有这样的一个人。
So actually when the king heard this, he was very happy because he thought that it was just a myth.
所以他就下令叫他赶快把长生不老之药赶快拿来。
So immediately he ordered that this priest, this sage, passed to him this pill of longevity or eternal life.
那最后大臣终于来到了。
And finally, this official returned.
但是王看到他却是垂头丧气的。
But when the king saw him, this official, his head was drooping down.
王很惊讶地问他。
So the king asked him,
你有拿到长生不老之药吗？
Didn't you get this pill of longevity?
他对王说。
And that official replied the king,
拿不到。
I couldn't get it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们迟了一点。
Because you were late by a step.
我们见到他的时候，在跟他谈话的时候，他就这样的死掉了。
Because as we met him and he was still talking with him, he died there and then.
王就很生气啊。
So this time the king was very angry.
为什么能不快一点呢？
Why didn't you rush earlier?
你不知道这关系到朕的生命吗？
Do you know that this involves my life?
抓住去砍头。
So get him and behead him.
那个时候宰相就向王说，
At this time the minister said to the king,
他说王啊，请你息怒，
Saying, O king, please do not be angry.
请你冷静地想一想吧，
And think over this logically.
如果长生不老之药真的是存在，真的是成功的，
If there's really this pill which allows you to live forever and it is really successfully made,
那个道人怎么又会这么巧地死掉呢？
Now is it possible that this sage or this so-called Taoist priest, he would just die there and then?
这不说明了长生不老之药其实是不存在的。
Doesn't this show that this pill of eternal life is inexistent?
是没有长生不老之药的。
There is no medicine which allows you to live forever.
但是不是表示没有永生呢？
But does this mean that there is no such thing as eternal life then?
每个人的内心里面都有这个永生的观念。
But yet in every single person's heart, there is this concept thatThere is eternal life.
不管在哪一个地方，在哪一个时代。
No matter which country you come from, no matter what period of time you live in.
我们总是要寻求这个永生的。
Everyone is pursuing after this eternal life.
为什么会有这样的永生的观念呢？
Why is there this concept of eternal life in a person?
这里告诉我们，是神把这个永生安置在人的心里面的。
It tells us clearly that it is God who has placed this concept into the hearts of men.
神告诉我们。
So God tells us.
人的生命不是在于短暂的肉体。
That the person's life does not consist in just this physical life of his.
我们不要迷失自己在这个物质的享受里面而已。
We must never be lost in this physical enjoyment of ours.
生命的价值并不是这个短短几十年肉体的时间。
Because the value of life does not consist just in this few short years in which you live in this.
生命真正的价值是在于永生。
But the true value is in eternal life.
但是要怎么样得到永生呢？
But how do we gain this eternal life?
主耶稣宣传的福音就是这一个永生的福音。
The gospel which Jesus Christ proclaimed is this gospel of eternal life.
主耶稣说，信我的人就有永生。
Jesus said that he who believes in me will have eternal life.
因为他就是那一位将永生放置在我们心里面的那一位神。
Because Jesus is that God, that very same God who has placed this concept of eternity into our hearts.
他道成肉身进入我们人类的历史里面。
He came into the world.In the form of flesh, as a human being, to dwell amongst men.
他要亲自的来告诉我们永生的福音。
So that he can personally proclaim and tell to us this gospel of eternal life.
并且他亲自来完成这一条永生的道路。
Moreover, he personally accomplished this way of eternal life.
这是真的吗？
Is it true?
请看约翰福音第八章。
Listen to John chapter 8.Gospel of John chapter 8.
对不起，是十一章。
I'm sorry, it's verse chapter 11.
二十五跟二十六节。
Chapter 11 verses 25 and 26.
约翰福音十一章二十五跟二十六节。
John chapter 11 verses 25 and 26. It's 25. Jesus said to her, "I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?"
耶稣对他的一个门徒名叫马大这样的说
Jesus was saying to a disciple of his, her name was Martha.
他这样说的原因是因为马大的兄弟拉撒路已经死了。
So Jesus said all this because Martha's brother had just died.
他很伤心。
And so Martha was very sad.
而主耶稣就是准备要来行这个神迹，叫拉撒路复活。
And Jesus Christ came prepared to perform this miracle to cause this Lazarus, that brother, to resurrect.
为了证明他就是生命的主。
In order to prove that he is this Lord of life.
所以他对马大说。
Which is why Jesus said to Martha.
复活在我，生命也在我。
I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me, though he may die.He shall live.
你相信吗?
Do you believe this?
当然马大是相信的。
Of course, Martha believed in this.
不过她相信的是以后的复活。
But what she believed in was this resurrection in the future.
以后是不是真的会复活呢?我们谁知道?
Is it possible that someone will resurrect in the future? How would we know?
但是我想那个复活一定是很好的。
But I believe that that future resurrection would be something very great.
你看那些死去的人他们都没有回来。
Because you see, all the other people who have died, they have not returned.
有人说就是因为那边太好了，好到他们都不想回来啊。
So some people say it's because the other side is so beautiful that they are not willing to come back anymore.
但是有一些想回来却不能够回来。
But the others who hope to come back, but they can never come back.
尤其那些不信主的人。
Especially those who do not believe in the Lord.
他们面对审判。
Because they will meet with judgment.
他们怎么能够回来呢？
So how can they ever return?
不过这个时候复活是以后的事情。
But this resurrection in the future is something...In the future.
所以马大说是的，我相信将来你要再来这个世界，将来我们都要复活。
That's why Martha replied, Yes, Lord, I believe because you are the Christ who is to come into the world and at that time you will resurrect.
但是主耶稣要说的复活是现在的复活。
But what Jesus Christ was referring to was a resurrection at the present.
所以当主耶稣说来我们到坟墓那边去把坟墓推开叫拉撒路出来的时候。
So when Jesus said, Come, let us go to the tomb and roll away that tombstone,
那个犹太人的葬礼啊，跟我们中国人的葬礼不一样。我们是埋在地里，他们是放在把尸体包起来放在洞里的。
And the tradition of the burial for the Jews are different from the Chinese. In that, okay, in Chinese we bury them underground, but for the Jews, they actually place them in a cave.And they wrap that person before they place him into a cave.
那现在的人，尤其是在新加坡，没有那么多地方啦，那只好是火葬啦。
Of course, for present-day people, especially in Singapore, there's not much space. That is why we practice cremation.
所以在39节，主耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”
But in verse 39, Jesus said, "Take away the stone."
这个死人的姐姐马大怎么对主耶稣说呢
？So what did this Martha, the sister of him who was dead, say to Jesus?
主啊，他现在必定是臭了。因为他死了已经四天了。
Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days.
第四十节。
So verse 40.
耶稣说。
Jesus said to her.
我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗
？Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
那些人就把石头挪开。
So they took away the stone.
然后耶稣就祷告。
And then Jesus prayed.
在42节他这样说。
So in verse 42, Jesus said.
我说这个话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this that they may believe that you sent me.
说了这话，他就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路出来！”
And、
那死人就出来了。
Then when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!"
45节记载
and the dead man came out, and
那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事就多有信他的
Verse 45 says Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things that Jesus did believed in him
当然46节也记载其中也有一些人去见法利赛人把这些事情告诉他们
But of course in verse 46 But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did
这一些人不太相信
So these people were people who did not really believe in this
但是他们却没有办法拒绝跟反对
But there was no way in which they could reject or oppose this thing.
47节这样的记载
So in verse 47,
祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说这个人行的这样子好些神迹我们要怎么办呢
And the chief priests and Pharisees gathered a council and said, What shall we do? For this man works many signs.
如果由着他这样继续去行神迹啊人人都要信他了
If you let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him.
那他们竟然想到一个方法，要把耶稣杀掉。
So they thought of a way, a method to put Jesus to death.
他们忘记了耶稣就是生命的主。
But they forgot that Jesus is this Lord of life.
他明明用他的权柄叫死人复活。
He, by his authority, caused this dead man to come back to life.
你用什么来杀死这个生命的主呢？如果他不愿意放弃他的生命的话。
So what can you ever do to kill this Lord of life, unless this Lord of life himself once laid down his own life?
这一些祭司、法利赛人，他们就是这样的硬心不相信。
But these Pharisees and the priests, they were so hard in their hearts, they did not believe.
但是从他们不能够做什么这件事情，就证明这的确是一个真实的事情。
But from the fact that they were not able to do anything at that time, this proves very clearly that this incident is a fact.
因为事实上拉撒路死了。
Because it is a fact that Lazarus had died.
好多亲朋戚友都从各地来。
And many friends and relatives all came from all over.
他们也跟我们一样，人死了，亲戚朋友都要来，而且要哭了好几天。不像我们现在啊，越快越好。但是以前的人是要放越久越好的。
They're just like us in that they hope that all the relatives and friends will get together and mourn, and the longer they mourn, the better it is.
一方面是因为交通不方便呐、啊，他们必须要等他们来，所以放的日子比较长久了。
Of course, normally they'll leave the body for a longer period because they will need to wait for people to travel down. And in those days, traveling was not that convenient.
然后埋葬了，他们又留下来陪伴商家，来安慰他们。
And after the body has been buried, they will stay behind to comfort the bereaved family.
因为有一天我们也会有死人的，我们也需要在死亡当中有人陪伴我们，安慰我们的。
Because one day we also face with this issue of death.And we will need people around us to accompany us through these difficult times.
所以他们都亲眼看见这个神迹。
So all these people, they have personally seen this miracle.
耶稣不但宣传永生的福音。
Jesus not only proclaimed this gospel of
eternal life. 他更用他的权柄来证明他的福音是真的。
But he proved that this gospel of his is true through his authority.
因为他就是那一位生命的主，永生的神。
Because he is that Lord of life, he is this God of eternal life.
有谁能够叫死人复活呢？
Who can cause a dead man to rise?
没有人能够掌管生命的。
No man can control life.
虽然行邪术的人好像他可以咒诅生命，好像能力很大。
Even though those people who practice black magic, it seems like they can curse someone and there's power in which they can take away someone's life.
但是事实上你看到这个这么大能力行邪术的人，最后还是一样要死亡的。
But in actual fact, what you see is that this person who practices this black magic, he seems to have such great power, but one day he'll still face with death.
为什么他这么大的能力不能够救他的生命呢？为什么他的灵，他所拜的神明不能够给他永生呢？
Why is it that he is so powerful, yet he cannot save himself? Why is it that spirit which he worships, which he uses, that spirit is not able to help him gain eternal life?
难道他不想要永生吗？
Do you think he does not seek for eternal life?
他也是要永生的。
He too desires.
但是他所拜的神明不能够给他永生，因为那不是真神。
But those gods which he worship cannot give eternal life because those are not the true living God.
所以只有主耶稣的福音才能够满足我们的心灵。
So only the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ can truly satisfy our hearts.
因为他就是那位永生的神，生命的主宰。
Because he is this God of eternal life, he is the Lord of life.
这是人人都需要的。
And this is something which every person needs.
我来讲第二点。
I'll talk about the second point.
请看罗马书第二章。
Listen to Romans chapter 2.
14跟15节。
Verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第二章14跟15节。
Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Verse 14. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these also, not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts,their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
这里说人的本性里面有律法的存在。
Here it states that in a person's nature, there is this law within him.
没有律法的外邦人，如果顺着他的本性行律法的事，他们既然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law, by nature do the things of the law, although not having the law, they are law to themselves.
有一些地方，落后的地方，没有法治的地方，真的是没有警察，没有法律，没有法官的。
There are certain places which are more backward and less developed, and they don't even have policemen to uphold the law.
但是为什么他们人人却还是有律法，好像有律法这样呢？
But why is it that all of them seem to still have this rule, this set of laws in them?
为什么他们不敢杀人放火，任意而行呢？
Why is it that they do not dare to kill another person or just put another person's house on fire?
因为他们的本性里面有道德观念。
Because their nature, within their nature, there is this concept of, there is this morals.
他们内心当中有一种道德的律法来约束他们。
So in their hearts, they have this law, this moral law, which will restrict them.
十五节这样告诉我们。
So in verse 15,
他说这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们的心里面，他们有一种是非之心做见证。
So we show the works of the law written in their hearts.Their conscience also bearing witness.
他们的思想也可以互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
And between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
他们有思想可以分辨是非对错的。
So they can have their thoughts to discern between what is right and what is wrong.
有时候为了自己的私心，他们会说谎话。
Sometimes because of their own gains, they might say a few lies.
但是他们的本性就会告诉他们。
But the nature will tell them,
你在说谎。
That you're lying.
虽然没有人责备他。
Even though no one else is scolding him.
除了他以外，谁知道他是说假话呢？
And apart from himself, no one else knows that he's lying.
但是他自己却知道。
But he himself knows this.
他在说假话的时候，他眼睛会一直在那边闪动，他的脸会红。
When he's telling a lie, his eyes will start, he will start to wink more and he will feel embarrassed.
就算是说谎专家，你看不出来，但是三更半夜的时候啊，打雷的时候啊，风吹的阴沉沉的时候啊，他心里面还是会害怕的。
Even if a person is an expert in telling lies, and he seems like he's not afraid at all, but at night, and suddenly there's thunder, and it starts to feel very eerie, that is when he will feel something pricking him.
所以箴言里面有一句话说，恶人没有人追赶他，但是他自己也逃跑。
That's why in the book of Proverbs, there's this saying which says that,Even though there's no one chasing after this wicked man, but this wicked man still runs away.
从来只有善人在恶人的面前逃跑，怎么会有恶人自己逃跑的呢？又没有人来追他，谁敢去追他？
Isn't it? It's common that a good person will run away from the evil person because you're afraid to be harmed. And but the evil person, who dares to chase after an evil person?
但是恶人有良心责备他。
But this evil person.He has his conscience, which will prick him.
他生气的时候，他真的是不管三七二十一。
Yes, a person when he's angry, he might just lose all control.
可是当他平静下来的时候
，But once he has calmed down,
他的良心却会责备他。
His conscience will reprimand him.
你做了什么事情呢
？What have you done?
良心会控告他的。
His conscience it will prick him.
这就是人跟禽兽。很大不同的一个地方。
So this is a great difference between human beings and animals.
为什么人会有这种的道德观念呢？
Why is it that human beings have this concept of morals?
为什么会有这种良心的责备呢？
Why is there this pricking of the conscience?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
这是神把这个道德观念放在我们的心里面的。
It is God who has placed in the hearts of man this morals.
请看箴言二十章。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 20.
二十七节。
Verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Verse 27. The spirit of a man is a lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
人的灵在原文上也可以翻译成为是人的良知是耶和华的灯。
The spirit of a man, in the original language, can be translated as...The conscience of a man is the lamp of the Lord.
良知就是我们一般人所说的良心啊。
So, this conscience is what we normally refer to as.
它好像一个灯在照亮我们。
It is like a lamp which is shining on us.
尤其当我们做了一些黑暗的事情的时候。
Especially when you do deeds of darkness.
良心真的是好像一盏灯照亮我们。
Our conscience is really like a lamp and it really shines on us.
见证我们的罪，见证我们的错。
It shows.And proves, testifies of our weakness, it testifies of our wrongdoing.
可是良心只是控告你，只是见证你的罪，可是它不能够审判你的。
But the conscience will only prick you, it will only remind you, but it can never judge you.
你虽然受到良心的责备，但是你可以不管良心的责备，你可以按住你的良心去做，仍然继续去作恶的。
Even though you're pricked by your conscience, you can go against that feeling. You can just lay it aside and continue to do that evil.
因为良心没有办法控制你的。
Because the conscience has no ability to control you.
它也没有权利来审判你的。
And the conscience has no power to judge you.
但是它却是一个审判的见证人。
But this conscience will be a witness during a judgment.
审判的是那一位神。
And the one who will judge is God.
你怎么能够逃脱神的审判呢？
And how can you ever escape the judgment of God?
因为良心就是你的犯罪的见证。
Because your conscience, he will be a witness to testify of the wrongdoing.
所以圣经这样的告诉我们。
Which is why the Bible states in this manner.
请看约翰一书第三章。
Listen to 1 John chapter 3.
19节到21节。
Verse 19 to 21.First John chapter 3, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
如果我们是属于真理的,
So if we are of the truth,
我们听从神的道理。
And we have heard and obeyed the commandment of God.
我们的心在神的面前是平安的。
Then our hearts will be rest assured before our God.
但是如果我们没有遵行神的真理,
But we have not kept the truth.
我们常常犯罪了。
And we often sin.
我们的良心会责备我们。
Our heart, our conscience will condemn us.
神比我们的良心不是更大吗？还有什么神不知道的？
And God is even greater than our heart, and doesn't He know all things?
如果我们小小的良心都可以知道，我们的神怎么会不知道呢？
If this small conscience of ours knows what you have done, then what about God? Of course He knows everything.
尤其当我们明白了，原来这个良心就是神放在我们心里面的那一盏灯。
Especially when we understand that this conscience is actually a lamp which God has placed in our hearts.
其实神是在爱我们，保护我们。
Actually, God, He loves us and He wants to protect us.
让我们看到自己的罪过。
So that when we see our misdeeds,
让我们能够悔改来认罪悔改。
We are able to repent and change over.
让我们可以得到罪的赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
让我们将来死了不用面对神的审判。
So that after we die, we do not have to face the judgment of God.
但是很可惜的。
But very sadly,
我们却不理良心的控告。
Sometimes we just don't care about our conscience.
我们以为没有人知道。
We think that no one knows.
我们又继续放心去做了。
So, very rest assured, we continue to do what we're doing.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
你自己想吧。
Think about this.
如果你的心都会责备你了。
If our heart condemns us.
神比我们的心大。
God is greater than our hearts.
哪里有一样神不知道的呢？
So, and He knows all things.
所以他勉励我们大家这样说。
Which is why Elder John encourages everyone.
21节。
Verse 21。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
为什么人到死亡的时候，他都会害怕，他都会改变呢？
What's it when a person faces death? That's the time when he becomes afraid. That's the time when he hopes to change.
真正死到临头都还是那么样恶的人，其实并不是很多。
There are very few in people who, at the face of death, they are still unrepentant.
人之将死，其言也善，就是这个道理。
So when a person knows that he's about to die, he will no longer continue to do those evil things.
因为他知道他要死了。
Because he knows that he's about to die.
他回想他一生所做的。
And he thinks back about everything which he has done throughout his whole life.
真的就是这样算了吗？
Does it mean that everything which I've done, when I die, it ends there and then?
如果死了就算了，就完了，那他何必害怕？
If it just ends there and then this person need not be afraid.
那就是因为他知道他一生所作所为要面对神的审判。
But it's because when this person thinks back, and he knows that everything which he has done, he will face judgment for what he has done.
那是他害怕的地方。
That is why he's afraid.
所以在死亡，人会害怕就是这样。
So that's why people fear in the face of death.
因此，人如果能够面对死亡而坦然无惧，你说这是不是一个很大的福气呢？
That's why if a person is able to face death and not be afraid at all, don't you think this is a great blessing?
要怎么得到这个福气？
So how do you receive this blessing?
那就是相信耶稣基督的福音。
That is to believe in the gospel of Lord Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的福音就是赦罪的福音。
Because the gospel of Lord Jesus is the gospel which forgives sins.
耶稣来这个世界上死在十字架上。
When Jesus came into the world and he died on the cross.
生命的主为什么会死在十字架上呢?
Why did this Lord of Life die on the cross?
因为是他愿意牺牲他的生命来代替我们的生命。
It's because he is willing to sacrifice his life to take the place of our life.
他为我们的罪而死了，好让我们能够复活得永生。
So he died for our sins so that we can resurrect and receive eternal life.
让我们重新得到一个新的生命，没有罪的生命。
So that we can receive this new life, this life without sin.
可以得到永生。
And then we can receive this eternal life.
因为耶稣基督的死，他的宝血要洗去我们一切的罪。
Because of the death of Lord Jesus Christ, because of the blood which he shed, it is able to forgive us of all our sins.
这就是神救人的方法。
And this is the method which God has chosen to save men.
无条件的。 赦免我们一切的罪。
Our sins will be forgiven unconditionally.
只要你相信。
As long as we believe.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第二章。
Let's go to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 2.
37跟38节。
Verse 37 and 38. Acts chapter 2 verses 37 and 38. Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut in their hearts and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
当时有许多的人不相信耶稣所传的福音。
At that time, there were many people who did not believe in the gospel which Jesus preached.
尤其说到耶稣要死来赦免我们的罪，这更是一个笑话。
Especially when they heard this portion that Jesus had to come and die so that our sins can be forgiven. This to them was a joke.
我们用各种的方法来去修炼，来去虐待我们的身体，希望得到罪的赦免。
Because we have used all ways and means so that we can train ourselves up, so that we can pummel our bodies.
有一些人做了许多的功德，希望能够将功赎罪。
There are some who have done a lot of good deeds in the hope that they can, because of their good deeds, replace all the evil things which they have done.
但是我们还是没有办法，还是没有把握可以得到罪的赦免，得到神的原谅。
But still we are not totally confident and we are not really assured that we will receive forgiveness from God.
只要相信耶稣就可以得到罪的赦免，不是太简单了吗？
Then just believing in Jesus and then we can be forgiven our sins. Isn't this something too simple already?
不但是简单，还有人家把这个当作是个很愚拙的道理。
So not only was this considered simple to them, some of them actually said that it was foolishness.
但是圣经却这样的告诉我们,
but this is what the Bible teaches.
人把十字架的救恩当作是愚拙的道理，但是神的智慧就是借着这个人所认为愚拙的道理来拯救那些相信的人。
That what men think as foolishness, God has used, which is this gospel, God has used, and it is the wisdom of God to save men.
这个道理不是白白得到的。
So this truth or this gospel did not come freely.
为什么这样说呢?
Why do I say it this
刚才不是说只要你相信就可以得到了吗? 不是很容易的吗?
Didn't I say that earlier on that as long as you believe, you will receive?
是的,对我们信的人来说,这是容易的。
Yes, to us who believe, it is an easy thing.
可是对于完成这个赦罪救恩的主来说,这是不容易的。
But to the Lord who had to accomplish this salvation, it was not easy for him.
他必须要付出他的生命。
Because he had to give up his life.
他必须要为我们的罪而受苦。
He had to suffer for our sins.
这个救恩是不容易的。
So this salvation grace brought about by him was not an easy thing.
如果你们有看到电影那个耶稣的受难，你们就知道是多么的痛苦跟艰难的。
If you had seen the movie The Passion of Christ, you would have known how difficult and how painful it was.
这就是神的爱。
So this is the love of God.
因为人没有办法自己赦免自己的罪的。
Because man is never able to forgive his own sins.
也没有一个人能够代替我们的罪而死的, 因为大家都是罪人。
And no one else can die for our sins because everyone is a sinner.
只有神。
Only God.
他是圣洁无罪的。
He is holy and without sin.
只有他的血才能有这个权柄来洁净我们的罪。
And only his blood it has this power to wash away our sins.
所以保罗很感激神的爱。
Which is why Paul, he was very thankful for the love of God.
他说在我们还做罪人的时候，还在我们没有办法拯救我们自己的时候。
He said, while we were still sinners, that is, at a time when we are still not able to save us, save ourselves.
神已经准备为我们而死。
God had already prepared to die for us.
他要道成肉身来到这个世界。
He had to come into the world in the form.
他要为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
Of man, and he had to die for our sins on the cross.
他为我们受了这么多的苦。
And he suffered so much for us.
目的就是要让我们容易得救。
So that we can have this easy way to salvation.
所以彼得对这一些人说。
Which is why Peter said to all these people.
你们个人要悔改。
That all of you must repent.
奉耶稣的名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus.
叫你们的罪得赦。
So that your sins can be forgiven.
你就可以领受所赐的圣灵作为得救的凭据。
And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
是不是很简单？
Doesn't this sound very easy?
但是如果这么简单你都不愿意相信的时候，
But if it's because it's so easy and you're unwilling to believe,
那你们能够将来对主说，主啊，这个得救的道理太难了。
Can you say to God, Oh God, this path which you laid before me, this path of salvation is too difficult for me to walk.
那是不可能做到的。
It is impossible.
在那个时候，你还有什么借口来面对神的审判呢
？At the time, what excuse do you have to face God's judgment?
我们没有借口了。
We will have no excuse then.
因此，人人都需要这个福音。
Which is why everyone needs the gospel.
这个福音是赦罪的福音。
And this gospel is a gospel which forgives the sins of men.
真的，我们的罪会得到赦免吗
？Is it really true that our sins will be forgiven?
真的，将来我们可以平安见主吗
？Is it really true that in the future we will be able to see God peacefully?
有什么证据呢？
What proof do we have?
你怎么知道洗礼罪会得到赦免？
How do we know that when we have when we are baptized, our sins will be forgiven?
你怎么知道将来可以面对神的审判？
How do you know that in the future we can meet and face God's judgment peacefully?
主耶稣给我们一个证据。
Jesus has already given us a proof.
就是圣灵作为凭据。
And that is the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is a testimony.
主耶稣升天的时候对门徒说。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was about to ascend to heaven, he said to the disciples.
你们要祷告祈求圣灵。
You must pray for the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就是你们做神儿子的名的证据。
And this Holy Spirit, when he comes into you, he is a testimony that you are the Son of God.
除非一个人罪得到赦免。
So unless a person's sin is forgiven.
除非一个人得到神的灵。
Unless a person has received the Holy Spirit.
要不然他怎么成为神的儿子呢？
How can he become the child of God?
而圣灵的降临就是证明他罪得到赦免，他可以得永生。
So when the Holy Spirit descended, it proves that his sin has been forgiven. It proves that he is able to receive eternal life.
所以圣灵是每一个信耶稣的人都应该要祈求的一个凭据。
So the Holy Spirit is an evidence which every single person who believes in Jesus has to pray for.
这跟一般圣灵的感动是不一样的。
And this is different from the normal being moved by the Holy Spirit. This
有什么分别呢？
What is the difference?
得到神儿子名分的圣灵是会说灵言的。
Receiving this Holy Spirit of sonship, this Spirit will cause us to speak in tongues.
当五旬节那一天门徒祷告的时候
，Because on the day of Pentecost when the disciples were praying,
真的圣灵降临了。
And true enough, the Holy Spirit descended.
他们得到圣灵的时候就讲出一种听不懂的舌音。
So when they received the Holy Spirit, they started to speak.In an unknown tongue.
大家都很惊讶，到底发生什么事？为什么这些人在祷告的时候讲我们听不懂的话呢
？And people were alarmed because they were wondering why are they speaking such a strange thing which we cannot hear or understand.
有些人说
，Some people said.
十三节
，Verse 13.
他们无非是新酒灌满的吧
？Others mocking said they are full of new wine.
但是使徒彼得告诉他们
，But Peter said.
十五节
，In verse 15.
你们想这些人是醉了吗？十五节
，verse 15，
你们想这些人是醉了
？But these are not drunk as you suppose.
其实不是醉了
，they are not drunk.
然后他就解释
，and then he explains.
33节
，verse 33，
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit.He poured out this which you now see and hear.
36节
Verse 36.
故此以色列全家应当确实的知道。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly.
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
That God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
彼得就是引用圣灵来见证。
So Peter used this Holy Spirit as an evidence.
这个圣灵就是你们所看见所听见的。
This Holy Spirit is what you see and you hear.
你听到这一些人得圣灵的时候讲那些听不懂的话来。
You hear these people when they receive the Holy Spirit, they speak in this unknown language.
这个圣灵就是主耶稣应许的。
This Holy Spirit is the promise which God has and which Jesus had promised.
也证明了他真的复活升天。
And this also proves that he has resurrected and he ascended to heaven.
如果他没有复活升天。
Because if he did not ascend, resurrect and ascend to heaven.
如果他不是神。
If Jesus is not God,
你祷告怎么圣灵会降临下来呢？
Then when you pray, how is it possible that the Holy Spirit comes into you?
可是我们今天奉主耶稣的圣名来祷告祈求圣灵。
But today, when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray for the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就降临住在我们的当中。
The Holy Spirit does come into us and it dwells amongst us.
虽然我们还没有得到。
Even though we have not received,
但是你可以听到。
But you can hear this.
好像刚才我们第一次祷告的时候
Just like in our first prayer.
你也会听到一些人祷告，怎么你听不懂他讲什么的呢？
You heard some people, they were praying, you don't understand what they were praying in.
你是不是觉得很惊讶？
Did you find it alarming?
你觉得不明白这是发生什么事情？
Were you wondering what's happening, what's going on?
可是读了圣经
But after you've read the Bible,
你就明白了。
You should understand.
因为这就是圣经主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
But this is the Holy Spirit which Jesus had promised.
一直到了今天。
And even until today,
还是一样的，可以得到这个圣灵。
This phenomenon of receiving the Holy Spirit still happens.
这不是个很奇妙的事情吗？
Isn't this a miraculous thing?
这不也就是证明这个福音的确是赦罪的福音吗？
Doesn't this really prove that this gospel is a gospel which forgives sins?
所以彼得对那些人说，
Which is why Peter said to those people,
圣灵已经降临了。
The Holy Spirit has already been poured out.
证明耶稣复活了。
So it proves that Jesus has resurrected.
证明耶稣是神。
And proves that Jesus is God.
证明他的福音真的是赦罪的福音。
And proves that his gospel is truly a gospel which forgives
us. 那我们要怎么办呢？
And what do we do?
我们就应当要认真悔改。
We must truly repent.
相信耶稣基督的福音。
And believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
To receive this baptism in his blood.
然后祈求宝贵的圣灵。
And then to ask to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们的心就平安了。
And that is when we will have peace in our hearts.
我们就可以面对我们的神。
And we're able to face God.
我们就可以享受人生
and we can enjoy our life.
这样的人生才是有福气的
and only such a life is a blessed life.
这是人人都需要的
and this is one life which everyone needs.
你认为呢？
Do you think so?